Kate Arduser is the wellness program manager for the Kowalungan tribe of Unalaska. She's also the mother of two school-age kids, a five-year-old in pre-K and a second grader.
To the teacher, and that puts me on a cycle of like feeling like I am not maybe doing the things that I'm expecting to do well, and then I have to take a deep breath and remember to have a good attitude and to do my best and to hopefully help my children do their best, period.
Remote learning has been tough for Arduser, as it has been for many parents who have had to take time off of their jobs, start working from home, or find other unique ways to adapt to changing circumstances during the coronavirus pandemic. Anya, Arduser's second grader, attends class in the afternoons Monday through Thursday for a couple of hours through the district's hybrid learning model, where small cohorts of students attend classes 4 days a week. And her other daughter, Annika, who's in pre-K, stays home all day with Arduser. Arduser considers herself very lucky to be able to work from home while her kids participate in remote learning, but she says it's been challenging, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Also, working at home, having that flexibility, is it manageable to do all those things?
When I have a good attitude, I guess I really believe, yes, it's all possible. And not only is it a juggle, it's a roller coaster. So that combination, like, it comes in waves all day long. So the good attitude is what.
And for many families, that roller coaster recently saw a few extra corkscrews and dives. Last week, the district had made tentative plans to return to full days of in-person learning as the city shifted into the medium coronavirus risk threshold. Those plans were quickly dashed, though, when two new cases of community spread were reported and the city returned to the high-risk level. Nayeli Ramirez's son, Alexis, is in first grade. She says when she told him he might be able to go back to school full time, he was overjoyed. Ramirez says, as an only child, and with her working 12 to 14-hour days, home-based and hybrid learning has been tough on Alexis.
So they give like little USB with videos from Mrs. McCallery telling them a story. He cried the first time he saw it. And I'm like, why are you crying? Because I love it. And I'm like, okay.
Sharon O'Malley teaches third grade at Eagles View Elementary. And right now, while some of her students have returned for afternoon in-person classes, she is one of just a few Unalaska teachers who have chosen to work from home. O'Malley says she has a great sub in her classroom that works with the kids while she Zooms in remotely. And while she prefers the hybrid model to fully home-based learning, she says her days are long and exhausting.
The kind of work that you can't just do it in one night. You can't go in and say, oh, I'm going to get everything ready for all my students tonight. It's really time consuming. And
she says the videos, along with extra instructional material for parents and personal phone calls, help provide support that she is unable to give until students and staff can return to their classrooms full time. In the meantime, while teachers may not have much of a chance to interact face-to-face with their students, some parents, like Kate Arduser, are working to bring aspects of the teachers themselves into their homes.
So I just pretend to be Miss Jefferson. I talk like Miss Jefferson. I'm like, Anya, what would be a strategy for that? Because quite honestly, I don't know. So I wait for Anya to tell me how to do the thing. If she's needing help, and then she does the thing, and that takes just like capacity.
Arduser and her family do a lot of performing these days. She says when she and her husband get up for yoga in the morning, they also practice fake laughing. It's a great way, Arduser says, to trick your body into thinking that life is great. And on Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.